On Saturday the 26th of March, I wrote to the Speaker of the National Assembly on two issues pertaining to the voting procedure in the motion of no confidence in the Cabinet, which is to be considered by the National Assembly on the Wednesday the 30th of March. It is a view of the Democratic Alliance that both these issues need to be urgently addressed prior to Wednesday's debate and vote. A motion of no confidence in the entire Cabinet, tabled in terms of Section 102(1) of the Constitution, is not an action taken lightly, and it's therefore critical that the voting procedure produce a fair and accurate outcome. The first issue that we've raised with the Speaker relates to the conflict of interest that arises should Cabinet ministers be allowed to vote in their own motion of confidence. They clearly have a direct and substantial stake in the outcome of the vote in terms of their positions on the executive, along with all of the material perks and benefits of the job. Allowing their participation would not be in the spirit of Section 102(1) of the Constitution. This would also violate the principle of separation of powers between the executive and the legislature. I've therefore requested that the Speaker instruct that Cabinet ministers be recused from voting in their own motion of no confidence. The second issue relates to the voting procedure itself. Given the consequential nature of this vote, the requirement that members simply need to be logged on to a virtual platform so that a party whip can count their vote is insufficient, as it doesn't guarantee that these members are in fact present and voting when the votes are cast. I've requested that the Speaker, therefore, in light of the fact that Parliament has been burnt down in a fire and the usual voting system is unavailable, which would record an individual member's vote, that the Speaker use a manual roll call procedure for this vote. This procedure requires each member to answer the Secretary with a yes or no or abstain when individually called upon to do so. This will ensure that each member present in the House votes when the question is put. The tellers must then sign the roll call lists and hand them to the presiding officer, who, after confirming the accuracy of the recorded and tallied votes, immediately declares the result. Should the accuracy of the declaration be challenged, the presiding officer may again then put the question and hold another roll call. This roll call system is widely used in legislatures around the world, including in provincial legislatures such as the Gauteng legislature on consequential matters. We've asked the Speaker to rule on and confirm both these issues by close of business on Monday so that we have options going forward into Wednesday.